This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Descendants of the Wounded Knee Massacre were in Washington, D.C. Tuesday to discuss efforts to rescind 20 medals awarded to soldiers for the massacre. They joined three U.S. lawmakers, including Deb Haaland, one of two Native American women in Congress, to introduce the Remove the Stain Act. The bill rescinds the Medals of Honor for the Wounded Knee Massacre, where hundreds of men, women, and children were slaughtered by U.S. soldiers in 1890. Lakota tribes and the National Congress of American Indians have requested the U.S. rescind the medals. During Tuesday's event, descendants honored Haaland for her work with an eagle feather and gave her the Lakota name Takini Wicha Ki Zini, meaning defender of the wounded knee people. Representatives Denny Heck and Paul Cook co-sponsored the bill. Tribal leaders praised U.S. lawmakers in the House Tuesday for approving an amendment to secure a one-year moratorium on oil and gas drilling near Chaco Culture National Historical Park in New Mexico. The initiative by House Assistant Speaker Ben Ray Lujan was included in the Interior, Environment, and related agencies' appropriation package, which passed Tuesday. Tribal leaders from New Mexico Pueblos and the Navajo Nation have been working with U.S. lawmakers on protecting the area from development, which tribes hold sacred. Leaders of the Navajo Nation in a statement thanked Lujan for his support. Indian country is still waiting for a U.S. Supreme Court decision in the case Carpenter versus Murphy. The High Court did not issue an opinion on the case Wednesday morning. Tribal leaders and legal scholars are among those closely watching the case, questioning reservation land in Oklahoma. Many in Indian country are waiting for an outcome of the case before the term ends this summer. Tribal leaders from across the country are gathered in Nevada for the National Congress of American Indians mid-year event. They're meeting with a number of local, state, and federal leaders to discuss top priorities for Indian country. Rhonda Lovaldo reports.
During Tuesday morning's General Assembly, John Tasuda, Indian Affairs Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary, touched on a number of issues the agency is working on. His speech included public safety and missing and murdered indigenous women and girls. He says federal officials recently met with tribes in Arizona to discuss such cases. Tasuda says the federal government is seeking to do more research into cold cases.
Some of these were not properly reported or did not get investigated before. We're now combining resources with the FBI and local law enforcement to make a greater effort to go back. If it's too late to bring the perpetrator to justice now, our hope is that we can at least bring some closure to families as well.
In the afternoon, NCAI attendees discussed various topics during breakout sessions. One looked at expanding technology and how to bridge the digital divide on tribal lands. Catherine Brigham explains why she attended.
One third of our reservation does not have broadband or cell phone service. And so we've decided our staff need to explore ways to expand cell service and broadband on our reservation.
On Wednesday, NCAI will host a data and research forum. Topics include the United States Census, diabetes in Indian Country, and genetic research. The conference continues through Thursday in Sparks, Nevada. This is Rhonda Lovaldo for National Native News.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The National Indian Education Association is celebrating 50 years of building education nations, October 8th through the 12th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Early bird registration ends July 12th at niea.org. Proud to support this show.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.